Lowe's knows you want the best for dad. This Father's Day, help him take on any project with big deals on DeWalt. Right now, get a free XR 8 amp hour battery when you buy select DeWalt tools. That's not all. Get up to two free select tools when you buy a select DeWalt 20 volt max battery kit. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a work load is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Financial independence is everybody's dream. Fine. But what if you can't be spiritually independent of finance? What if you are tied to it? What if you're anxious about your bank balance? What if you really want a little bit more? What did we hear this evening? Alhaakumut takathur hatta zurtumul maqabir. Rivalry in worldly increase has distracted you until you visit the graves. It's a visit, it's not a permanent stay, remember. You won't be in there forever and ever. Rivalry in worldly increase wastes so much of our time, accounts for so many of our anxieties and our stress. My cousin has got a new car. Mine is 5 years old. It still takes you from A to B, but somehow it becomes a source of anxiety. This is all very foolish. Status anxiety. My brother-in-law probably earns more than me. He got promotion last year. He's a managing director and I'm only a manager, and this keeps us awake at night and it's meaningless. Instead of being happy for them, we're sad for ourselves. This is what the nafs desires. The ruh wants to be happy for others. The nafs wants to be consoled in itself. So we create these anxieties for ourselves in this age full of anxiety and depression and concern and preoccupation, because alhaakumut takathur, rivalry in mutual increase, has distracted you. And to be distracted is to be, as it were, the prisoner, a captive of an illusion. The illusion that you're going to go on forever. يَحْسَبُ أَنَّ مَا لَهُ أَخْلَدَ. He thinks that his wealth will make him eternal. No. In a few years, a few decades, maybe in a few hours, he will be completely helpless. And then really he will be carrying, burdened, imprisoned by the things that he did. Not liberated, but burdened. His heart burning rather than verdant and green. So in the University of Ramadan, we learn these things. We learn them in ourselves in a very direct way. We learn that we need less, that we can do without those treats and those snacks and those trifles. Maybe the blood sugar level goes down a bit. Maybe we get a bit lazy. But we can do whatever we did outside Ramadan, in Ramadan, with a bit of azima, with a bit of effort, with a bit of strength. That is one of the great lessons of Ramadan. You can achieve so much if you have a directed, present mind, rather than somebody who just follows the hadith and nafs, the meanderings of the meaningless stream of consciousness that never benefits us at all, but is a kind of Netflix of the mind that just distracts us and distracts us and distracts us. Hatta zurtumul maqabir, until you enter those graves, which is the certainty. Wa'abud rabbaka hatta ya'tiyaka al-yaqeen. Worship your Lord until what is certain comes to you. We are headed in that direction. But as Muslims, this does not cause us anxiety or depression or concern, because we know that beyond the curtain of death, after that day when we have made our last fast, and read our last namaz and closed the Quran for the last time. And that day will come to all of us when khatam should, it's finished. To whom do we go? To whom? To the one who has called himself Arhamar Rahimin, the most merciful of the merciful. And of his mercy is that he takes people out of hell and takes them into heaven. But not one person ever goes in the opposite direction. And of his mercy is that that intercession takes place through his chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What greater honor than to have the fiery heart put out and turned into a garden, despite all that we did, by the pleading of the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qa'id al-ghur.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Al-Muhajjalin, the leader of the bright-faced ones. So we progress through life, and we try not to burden ourselves, staggering around under the weight of the gold that we have proudly amassed. We're wasting time we could have been spending on better things and with better people, not staggering under the weight of what we have acquired. But it is not haram to be wealthy. Part of the beauty of the great number of the Sahaba who are like stars, kan nujum, is that we see different human ahwal, different states amongst them. Some of them, like the Ashab al-Suffa, were very poor indeed and hungry. Others, like Sayyidina Uthman, had been given wealth by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this isn't a simple rule by which you enter a monastery and take a vow of poverty. No, Islam is not like that. Islam allows so many different paths. Some people once went to the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with a complaint. Ya Rasulullah, dhahaba ahlu al-duthuri bil ujur, yusalluna kama nusalli, wa yatasaddaquna wa la natasaddaq. Qal, thalika fadlullah, yu'tihi man yasha'. They went to the Holy Prophet and they said, Ya Rasulullah, the wealthy people have all of the luck. They get the rewards because they pray as we pray and they give sadaqah and we're not able to. And he said, that's Allah's grace. He gives it to whom he wills. It is possible, but it is difficult. Because the chains that this gold that we accumulate are made of tends to weigh us down spiritually. All the statistics show that it is poor people who give the most in charity, and the wealthy are fearful, anxious. So at this time, which is a time of fasting, which is a time of praying, which is a time of family, which is a time of patience, which is a time of gratitude, also a time of giving. This masjid, alhamdulillah, is the result of the generosity of yourselves, and there are people here who I see who have been very generous, making donations, known donations, secret donations to enable this day to be a possibility. Imagine how things would be with this growing, thriving, happy community if we did not have this and had the places that we used to have. May Allah reward those who are their custodians and give them Jannah, inshallah. It's a time of giving, and we are a generous ummah. Remember, we have the legacy of Quran. Alhamdulillah, people have made that £2,000 donation in order to, inshallah, be rewarded with this beautiful copy of Allah's book. And Imam al-Ghazali says that part of the adab of relating to the Qur'an is that you should read from a beautiful copy of the Qur'an, because this is a way of honoring it. It's not acceptable that you go into a bookshop and all of the books and management studies and medical textbooks are nicely produced and the Qur'an is not. This is outrageous. The Qur'an is the most beautiful book, and that should be shown by the way in which the Ummah honors it. Just as we follow the command of the Chosen One, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he says, "Laysa minna man lam yataghanna bil Qur'an." He who does not sing the Qur'an beautifully is not one of us. Beauty is important because it reminds us of truth. And what is more deserving of beauty than the text when it's recited and when it's written? So it's a great thing to have a beautiful Qur'an in the house. And if you have children, they can see how the Ummah has honored and celebrated Allah's book by making it the most beautiful book in the world. It's very important that we honor the Qur'an in this way. So as the Ramadan journey draws to a close, and we hope and maybe even feel that some of those chains have been loosened, and we feel that there is the possibility of ourselves being different and being better,
at Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.